Art, Mariner fans did see some progress among the new talent this year. Is it enough to start believing again next year?
Nah.
Oh, no.
There's some room for possible improvement, I think, but the burden is the old guys. Ichiro and Sean Figgins. Ichiro is coming back, apparently, at $17 million, and Sean Figgins, who isn't playing at all, is due $9 million. So that's tying up probably a quarter to a third of the payroll next year. And unless something changes, I don't know that there's any market for Figgins. And Ichiro has expressed no desire to return to Japan, nor do the Mariners want him to leave. But he's getting $17 million to hit singles and not nearly as well as he had. I do believe there's a chance for a bounce back. But the problem is that even when Ichiro was playing at the top of his game, getting paid $17 or $18 million to hit singles is just not a good thing if you're going to have a productive payroll.
What would your advice be for Ichiro?
Ichiro has to tell the Mariners and hopefully us fans what he wants. The question is, do you want to win a World Series? Do you want to set milestone hit records in Major League Baseball? Do you want to showcase the virtues that Japanese hold high, which is responsibility and accountability, and show up to work every day, even though it may be harming you and the team? Those are the questions that I don't know the answer to, and Ichiro's never shared it. If he wants to win a World Series, he needs to ask to be traded, and the owner, Hiroshi Yamauchi, needs to say, yes, you can go. If he wants to stay here, he can't be distracted. And I understand why he was distracted. There was a story in the Sunday Seattle Times that finally said, according to his agent, that he was very distracted by the consequences of the earthquake in Japan March 11th. Very understandable thing. But why didn't the Mariners give him time off to deal with the issues surrounding that? That didn't happen. I wish it had. I think Ichiro wishes it had. But the issue going forward is, can he return at age 38 to the level at which he played before? I think Jack Cerenzik's hands are tied a bit in what he can do to enhance this team from outside the organization. In other words, going after big-name free agents that were very, very expensive, such as Milwaukee's Prince Fielder, a first baseman who Mariner fans covet, but would cost at least $20 million a year. I don't see that happening. So they've got to make it do from within.
And let's talk about some of the young players. Some of them proved themselves this season. Others, you say, still have something to prove.
Right. I think the two guys that the Mariner fans can count on are second baseman Dustin Ackley and pitcher Michael Pineda. Those guys are all-star caliber acquisitions, and the Mariners control their contracts for several years. So those two guys, I think, are solid. I think Mark Karp is probably a guy who could play both DH, first base, and a little bit of left field, who could be the third guy in behind Ackley and Pineda in terms of being a solid contributor next year. Everyone else has a question mark around it. First baseman Justin Smoak, third baseman Kyle Seager, pitcher Charlie Furbush. All of these guys have done something to give hope, but they are still unproven as to whether they're going to be sustainable major league contributors. But the Mariners still have lots of holes.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.